And now Grassroots Marketing takes our microphones over to New Jersey to a dispensary that's going to be opening up soon, say December 1st, that expands on the concept of improving the quality of life and community through cannabis, the arts, and education. So that said, I'm going to go ahead and introduce three of the folks that are going to be responsible for the Dank Poet Dispensary, which is located in Washington, New Jersey. And let me go ahead and welcome the folks that are making the dispensary possible. I'm here with CEO, founder, and managing partner, Chris Caruso, CFO and managing partner, Sonia Mangalik, and CEO and managing partner, Deborah Snow. Chris, Sonia, Deborah, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So an adult-use microbusiness dispensary, Dank Poet Dispensary, and a story I'm taking from inside, Warren.com, they profiled you and your team and mentioned how, Chris, you're using your creative writing background in order to poetic patois. Customers are authors, bartenders as muses. So as I mentioned, the concept is here. Can one of you or all of you kind of give me an idea of what that concept goes along with and why this route?
Sure.
I think initially the name and kind of the origins of this was to create a place that doesn't just sell cannabis. There's numerous dispensaries that do that. I think when I was crafting, this was something that played into all the things I enjoyed. Obviously, cannabis, the arts, particularly in poetry, and being part of a community for my time as a college professor and helping to educate and prepare people for, in hopes, betterment of their lives. And that was something that I transitioned into when I was trying to create this dispensary. And then, you know, when Deb and Sonia came on, they helped to really refine those ideas and make into something plausible and what we're hoping to be very successful.
Now, Deborah, I want to go to you real quickly. In the same vein, you talk about how the customers are going to be coming in. You're going to educate them. That the store is going to be geared towards sharing knowledge, helping people understand the product and its benefits. Before we get into what, you know, the role that those are going to be coming into the dispensary in terms of they might encounter a bud tender, but Sonia, I'll ask you about the way you're going to be encompassing a bud tender, but talk to me about the idea of the kind of education that other dispensaries might, you're going to be doing that will distinguish you from other dispensaries.
So sure. First thing, Okay, sorry. I thought Busco wanted me, but yeah. And then Tony, you can certainly take over. The first thing that I think is going to differentiate us is that we're actually having an education bar. So it's an actual bar that's going to have pamphlets, literature, but also education series. So it could be things simply as how to roll a great joint, to how to store your cannabis products safely and responsibly. We may have a yoga and cannabis. We're going to have possibly the first responders come in and talk about safety and talk about dependence and talk about addiction. But we're also going to talk about how cannabis is responsible. We can use it responsibly and be a responsible member of the community. So we're going to have some fun events there as well. But education is super important to us and to educate the community and everybody coming in, all of our authors or, you know, our customers.
Now, Sonia, I want to go to you because in the same vein, the people that are going to be encountering the customers, you'll shop for what you need. You talk to your muse. If you're having trouble sleeping, ask for suggestions. So muses as opposed to your typical bud tender, how does that, can you give me what the identity of what that entails?
So the idea is to really play off the concept of Dank Poet. So Deb's idea was, listen, we're still writing our lives, right? We're writing the story of our lives. So we're going to use cannabis as a method to really resonate and speak to our inner voice. And we ask people to come in and find their muse. So our muses are the bud tenders that are going to help them understand which strains work best for them, which delivery methods work best for them, and really work closely with the authors to determine the best product for their usage. And that, again, goes back to educating our muses, continually training them. We have vendors that are interested in coming in, training our employees on the products that are available and what makes them different. So there's a lot of talk about terpenes and about the effects and how technically all of those are more important than the level of THC. Because there's people that think that, oh, well, with a high level of THC, we can really get stoned. And really, that's not what this is about. That's like going into a liquor store and saying, I just want moonshine to get trashed. What's the experience that you want to have? You know, yeah, you might want to get a little, you know, relaxed and watch a movie and just chill. But also there's a lot of people that need to function throughout the day and reduce their anxiety. So again, it really goes back to educating first our employees so they can understand how to speak about it, how to ask the right questions of the customer, and also respect what their needs and wants are and not push anything that would not work for them.
So let's go to the cultural aspect of what you're doing right now within the community of Washington, New Jersey, where you are starting to go ahead and make fostering relationships with some of the community in the arts and the cultural sense there in the city. You're planning to host several community events, free art classes at M Galleries, reading showcases at the Laughing Goat, establishing three little libraries in town to encourage reading, literacy, and coalition. So there's a lot that's being encountered where you're looking to go ahead and the exposure and the presence of Dank Poet across the community. Talk to me about that and how they've embraced working together in this idea.
Sure, I'll take that one. Before the dispensary even became real, before I even set out an application, you know, to the state of Jersey, I probably going back 3-4 years ago, knowing that it was going recreational and knowing that I wanted to bring it to what was essentially my hometown, I really began working with a lot of the local businesses. And a lot of this ties back to my time in Colorado when I was out there when they had medical and, you know, moving away shortly after they transitioned to recreational use. I really saw the benefits to the community that a dispensary can bring, not just jobs, but tourism. You know, there were towns that were basically bankrupt and a dispensary opened and it helped revitalize and save the town. And that's what I was hoping to do. And that was a large part of what I did with the community is letting them know, hey, this is not just a cash grab. I want to help build this town. And so I started working with a lot of local businesses, local politicians in what is a very conservative area. So there were challenges, but a majority of the people realized the benefits of what it could do. And a lot of the partners in businesses that we are working with now are hoping for, you know, our success because we're hoping to transition it to them. And again, with everything else like the arts and stuff, I really wanted to bring something to this town, help it become a destination, not just a place people drive through going somewhere else, but to really become a destination that can benefit the businesses and the local residents.
Increase that cultural aspect as well.
That's another key thing.
Yeah. And if I could forward on Chris's point, we're actually setting up partnership promotions so that when you come to the dispensary and you shop with us at Dank Poet, you take our receipt with our partner promotions, you can get some special discounts or some special little treats so that we can help drive business to some of the other local Washington establishments as well.
Fantastic. Now, I want to go to ask you about what's going to be inside the store itself, because at the moment, once you open up, there's going to be obviously products that'll be non-THC products that are going to be in there, rolling papers, lighters, grinders, water pipes, cleaning supplies. What about the actual smoke, edibles, tinctures? What's going to be inside the store? What can you tell us about the cultivation and what they can expect on the shelves?
Sure, that's no problem. Right now with Jersey, we're limited on where we can get our products from. Obviously, because of federal laws, we can't import products from out of state. And Jersey currently is limited. There's only a handful of actual cultivation and manufacturing sites until the newer licensees, what I like to call the independent licensees, come on the market. So to start with, as far as our products go, we're going to be carrying a lot of the big names. You know, we'll be having things from Verano, Cookies, some local companies like Little Miss Grass, which is a great female-owned business that makes amazing pre-rolls. We're partnering with Fernway out of Massachusetts that provides some incredible premium, 510 vapes. So a lot of our products are going to be those things. We're going to have the edibles, everything the state allows. Luckily, Jersey just is now allowing drinks as well as chocolates. So they're starting to open up the edible market to move away from just the quote-unquote lozenges and soft lozenges, which are basically gummies and, you know, chewables. So we're looking to carry all those. We're really looking to push the concentrate mark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Which is huge in the rest of the country in legal markets, but hasn't quite caught on here yet. So a lot of the shatter, butter, you know, the sugar, all those things, live rosin, resin, we're really looking to carry those products. And eventually when independent cultivators come and manufacturers come online, we're looking to partner with them to get specialty strains that only our store will carry. So we're really working to offer the wide spectrum of what customers have come to expect in the market already, as well as to expand the horizons and bring in new strains, new products that hopefully no one else will have.
The other thing too is that we want a wide range of price points. So there are the less expensive products that are still just as good. And then there may be the premium products that have special formulations or the chemicals, the terpenes. The other thing too is that there's 1906, those tablets, those are mixed with CBD and the herbs, natural herbs, in addition to the THC. Those are great for, again, functioning throughout the day. There is one of the tablets called Genius within that I've been told people have been able to get off of Adderall while using that. So again, a large, wide range of products that are currently available, and then we will be expanding as the new cultivators and manufacturers are able to harvest their products.
Wonderful.
And this way we can meet everybody where they are in their journey, right? So exactly. Everybody coming in is going to be on the spectrum of cannabis, from a complete novice to a seasoned user, and we are going to look to meet them and then gently and respectfully expand their horizons as they would like.
Fantastic. Dank Poet Dispensary is located 245 East Washington Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. So about an hour east of Allentown, Pennsylvania, an hour north of Trenton, the capital. And I want to ask one more thing when it comes to the education, because it's not only just the education amongst partners or those neighboring cultural facilities near you. You're also doing a thing where you're offering what's called, or you're partnered up to do what's called the Canaculture Academy, Empowering Success in New York, Jersey's Thriving Cannabis Industry. So equipping individuals with the knowledge and skills required to excel. And what you offer in particular is a comprehensive 15-hour training module. And really want a quick program. So what can you tell me about the Canaculture Academy and what that's being provided for those that want to go ahead and, you know, learn more about making valuable knowledge accessible to all, as I said?
Yeah, that's really an exciting program for us. Our consultant has been in the cannabis industry since Colorado opened and has an extensive experience with creating responsible vendor programs. So this idea, it's the training that's required by the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission in order for you to be able to get a badge to work within the industry. Right now, there hasn't been any certified program. We are looking to get this certified by the CRC. In the meantime, until it's there, we're really able to help people get involved and understand, then get trained so that they can go out and get jobs in the industry and say to potential employers, hey, look at what we know already. And that's one less thing you need to worry about if you were to hire me.
And we're also created too, being that we are a micro business. A lot of this was initially self-funded. You know, the three of us working incredibly long hours to get this up and running, we realized that there are programs out there, but they can be expensive. So we really wanted to create an affordable program that covers the important topics and something that other independents and small businesses looking against this space can offer to their employees and allow their employees to get the training without breaking the bank or spending an exorbitant amount of time having to create their own training program.
Now, for those that would be interested in the academy, what's the best way to go ahead and get details on that?
So we have a webpage that we will be putting up where you can register. But in the meantime, the best way would be to email info@dangpoet.com. And we can set anybody up with a program. It can be self-run on your own time, or it can be live, whatever works for you.
Now, the website itself is dankpoet.com, dankpoet.com. And as we were waiting for the opening of the store, what can you tell us about what you'll be able to go and provide on the website and for what people can go and look forward to as they go ahead and bookmark it and make sure to go and follow back up and wait for the opening and to see the product that we put up online?
Deb, I'm going to have you take that one about the grand opening.
Right. Well, so anybody that is signing up right now on our website is going to get first information about our grand opening, which will be a few weeks. Maybe we're hoping maybe mid-December right now, provided we do get our annual license on October 19th, which is the next opportunity. So right now we are planning the grand opening. We are going to have food and prizes and raffles and music. It's going to be exciting. We're going to have education. And we're really looking to just announce ourselves and get everybody excited about Dank Poet, because we are going to be a destination, not just a shop for cannabis and cannabis-related products. And we're really looking forward to partnering with the community and all of our authors to be responsible and to destigmatize and sort of normalize cannabis and the whole culture. And so, yeah, anybody that is coming out, they're going to have a great time, and we're looking forward to it.
And obviously, take a look at the Instagram, because I see you're already putting some pictures up there of the build-up of the store, getting it ready to go. So matter, we're going to see how the store's going to be built up, what's going to be in the store soon enough. Follow along, dankpoet.com, dankpoet.com. Warren Township, Warren County, New Jersey, Washington, New Jersey itself. Follow along. And once again, I want to go ahead and thank you, Sonia, Chris, Deborah. Thank you for being on with us.
Thank you for that.
You know, real quick, I just wanted to mention one of the other things that we're trying to do is we're getting involved with local politics. We want to really support cannabis-friendly candidates. And even before we open, after we get our temp CFO, we'll be holding a town hall / debate with the candidates of our legislative district here in Warren County. And we really want to get out the vote. This is typically a low turnout year, and we want to see that people are understanding what the platforms are that the nominees are running on. We want people to be able to ask questions about the platforms, whether it's about cannabis or not. And I do believe this is going to be the first political town hall held in a weed dispensary.
I believe so.
So ahead and reach out to your policymakers. Those are going to be running for office. And if they're in Warren County or Warren Township, make sure to go and reach out to the folks there.
Yeah. Come join us.
Thank you. Correct.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.